because oftentimes when you are considering pricing based on a hourly rate or some other type of model that doesn't take into account all that you're bringing to the table, you're forgetting about things such as your experience, the good and the bad. I always tell people sometimes the bad is worth more than the good because you know what road not to go down. You're not bringing to the table all of the knowledge that you hold and the training, the degrees, the education. You're not bringing to the table the networking that you've already established, the relationships that you have built that have more than likely helped you to lead that client to their ultimate goal and be able to fast track that. Because I will argue that if they didn't have your services, they would not get there at as fast of a pace. And so all of these things are worth something. They're worth a lot. And we have to think about how we can position our pricing so that we capitalize on all the value that we're providing, but then allow this model to help us expand. Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love. Hello, and welcome to episode 19 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. I want to jump right into our session today because I think I'm just so eager to talk on this subject. But today I wanted to talk about how to make value-based pricing work for you. One of the reasons why I wanted to dive into this subject is because oftentimes when we're talking about pricing models, we don't think about pricing from the standpoint of energy conservation or time spent or efficiency or productivity. But I want us to think about how this pricing model can be very, very helpful in helping us to really expand the work that we do and grow on so many levels. There are many ways that people approach pricing, and the easiest is to just come up with a set fee for your services and then attach an arbitrary margin to that. And there you go. There you have your pricing for service. This is something we're very familiar with, especially if we're pricing by the hour. I can remember being in high school and working at our local grocery store, and I worked on an hourly rate as a high school student. That made a lot of sense. And really, hourly pricing, depending upon the model of your business, may actually be something that you want to offer, especially if you have a catalog of services that you're providing. But overall, hourly services or a pricing hourly can leave you in a situation where you are actually leaving a lot on the table. Not only does this arbitrary margin that you're putting on your pricing, not only does that lead you to a scenario where you're potentially underpricing, you're also likely to be overworking yourself and leading yourself down this road of frustration and overwhelm and possible burnout. We don't want to do that. We definitely have financial goals for our business. We have that financial goals personally. And in order to achieve that, we have to be able to grow and expand over time. And this is one area where value-based pricing can work for you. Value-based pricing is really a method of setting a price that is based on the client's definition of value. So it is that client's perceived value that's helping to determine what that pricing actually will be. And when I say that, it's not that the client is laying out numbers for you or telling you how much they think they should pay. No, that's not what I'm trying to imply. But value-based pricing or having a value-based strategy focuses on the value you're providing the client and what they perceive as the benefit or the value of that work. If you are consulting one-on-one with a client and you help them achieve $100,000in a financial return, would you expect, do you think it's reasonable to be paid, let's say, $250 or even $500 an hour for a total of 4 hours of work you may have done with that client over a span of maybe a month? Now, that is a great rate, right? Depending upon what services you're providing, it sounds good to say that for 4 hours of work, you made $1,000. But when you think about the value you provided that client and the ability to gain $100,000 in a financial return, it doesn't really add up. And that's why we have to think about this pricing model in a different way. Because oftentimes when you are considering pricing based on a hourly rate or some other type of model that doesn't take into account all that you're bringing to the table, you're forgetting about things such as your experience, the good and the bad. I always tell people sometimes the bad is worth more than the good because you know what road not to go down. You're not bringing to the table all of the knowledge that you hold and the training, the degrees, the education. You're not bringing to the table the networking that you've already established, the relationships that you have built that have more than likely helped you to lead that client to their ultimate goal and be able to fast track that. Because I will argue that if they didn't have your services, they would not get there at as fast of a pace. And so all of these things are worth something. They're worth a lot. And we have to think about how we can position our pricing so that we capitalize on all the value that we're providing, but then allow this model to help us expand. So we're remaining customer or client focused when it comes to pricing, but we're allowing this pricing model to help us grow in the future. And so that's what I want to talk about. And I think that that's part of the conversation that we miss. First, by having a value-based strategy, you have a clear and a feasible target. It's hard to shoot for something when you don't know what you're shooting or aiming towards, right? You can create perfect strategy and a way to accomplish certain goals, but if you don't know what the end game is, then you're going to have a lot of difficulty showing all of the value that you create. What I always tell people to do is to think about starting with the end in mind. Part of our initial onboarding process for any client that you may have is figuring out how you can help them bridge the gap that they are experiencing. Typically, a client is going to come to you because they have a problem. They realize that where they are is not where they want to be. And as a consultant, they're seeking your help to bridge that gap and carry them from the point of now to what they see as their ultimate goal in the future. That's also why when we think about value-based pricing, we cannot just limit it to a financial number. Sometimes this value is going to be in relieving stress and creating more opportunity. It's going to be in finding a better job and creating, in essence, a better platform for marketing. There are a lot of ways that a customer kind of wants to navigate their journey. But when you have a clear and a feasible target, it is going to make it easier for you to do the work. Now, here's why. When you have clarity with regard to what the client wants and what they desire, that is going to help you create a solution that is going to be highly valued by them because you are solving that pain point. You are helping them to bridge that gap. And that is worth a lot in that client's mind. Definitely if you're working with a business, this may be something like improving customer satisfaction scores. That translates into a better brand, that translates into more profitability for that company. And so that value is tremendous. When we know exactly what we're trying to accomplish, it makes it easier for us to set targets, to set goals, and to eventually achieve that. And when we have clarity with regard to what we are trying to achieve, it keeps us from spinning our wheels and moving in different directions and getting sidetracked along the way. So having a value-based pricing model can benefit you because it can help you, if done right, it can help you establish clear and feasible targets. Now, One of the second things that it can do is that by having that clear and feasible target, you're able to control the scope of your work and stay in your zone of expertise. Oftentimes when we are starting our work with a client, we may overlook establishing this scope fully. We leave a lot of uncertainty there because we want to appeal to the client. We want them to sign and start this collaboration, and we want to be available so that we are able to meet all of their needs. But remember, the goal is not to meet all of their needs. The goal is to bridge the gap. And when you understand what that gap is, as we stated in that first point, then it's much easier for you to figure out how to get from point A to point B. Once you do that, you control the scope of the work. You control the strategy. You control the plans. You control the journey. And when you have that control, when you have the ability to lay out an approach that not only is going to help the client, but it's going to help you to work effectively, efficiently, and not stress yourself out because you're remaining in your zone of expertise. You are playing in an area where you can easily execute these things day to day. It's going to make your job so much easier. It really is. And I think that's something that most people overlook because they're not thinking about when there's scope creep that occurs. And that scope creep often comes because either there was not sufficient communication from the start, or there was not a clear target for where you're trying to go. There was not an understanding between you and the client regarding what you're going to accomplish and what you've promised. So by creating this value-based structure and having a clear and feasible target, you can then control the scope of your work so that you're able to deliver it in an efficient manner. That's one way that we can continue to allow value-based pricing to really work for us. It's not just about the money, okay? It's about really controlling and taking advantage of the opportunity to control your time, to master your time and your schedule, and to be able to offer more. And so that leads me into really the third thing, which is by having the strategy model, by focusing on having a clear and feasible target, controlling the scope of your work, you reduce stress and fatigue. And one of the things that may occur often when you're working on a very complicated project or with a client that may be very demanding, you can allow the journey to get off track, and you can venture into different areas that were not initially intended or necessary. But when you have clarity and control of the scope, then you also reduce a lot of the stress and fatigue that comes from extra work that is unnecessary in achieving that target. When we are focused on outlining a plan that delivers on a set promise that has been clearly communicated to our clients, the value is easily seen. We don't have to work as many hours just trying to make up something, trying to create value that isn't there. We know from the start what the client values, what they desire, what the promise is that has been made, and then we can work toward that without trying to add on additional work, trying to add on additional one-on-one hours, trying to add on additional deliverables. We don't have to add those things on that cause excess stress and fatigue because this is all work that we did not originally plan. And I always tell you that whenever we're adding these things on, it keeps you from working on something else. It's going to prevent you from putting more time and effort into finding more clients or leads or expanding your business in another direction or explore growth and advancement. So what we want to do is decrease the amount of stress and fatigue that we're actually creating. And value-based pricing can help us in that regard. So overall, I want you to think about value-based pricing in a very different way. It's not just about making more money. We hear a lot about having these high-ticket offers and really pushing and to charge your worth. It's not as much about that from my perspective. It's more so about providing a return on investment for the client that makes your work undeniable. And in doing so, you set yourself up to have a greater impact on not only just that one client, but on your industry as a whole without burning yourself out. I want you to think long and hard about these three ways that at least I've outlined that value-based pricing can help you. Number one, it will help you have a clear and feasible target to shoot for. It also, number two, will help you control the scope of your work so that you're able to detail the promise that you offer. And three, all of that is going to reduce the stress and fatigue you may experience as you're working day-to-day with clients. I hope that this helps you think about value-based pricing a little differently and makes you more comfortable with charging based upon value, which more than likely is going to mean charging a bit more for the services that you provide. Because in the end, you're not only selling your expertise, but you're selling all that comes with that. All of the years of your training and experience and your knowledge. And guess what? It's worth it. So until next time, take care. Thank you for tuning in to the Excella Consulting Podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excella Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excellaconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excella Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time, take care.